Election rows erupted over Labor leader Anthony Albanese's backing of a big pay rise for the lowest paid workers. The current national minimum wage is $20.33 per hour, and the opposition leader agrees it should increase by at least 5.1%, which is the current rate of inflation. The independent umpire, the Fair Work Commission, will decide what it will be, but the government's arguing Mr Albanese's comments are unprecedented interference. So what do workers think about potential pay rises? Our reporter David Sparks has been finding out.
In the southwest Sydney suburb of Punchbowl, there are plenty of people on low incomes. Many work in hospitality, like this man who says he makes just over $20 an hour.
No, at the moment, prices, day by day, prices increase, but salary is not getting up. So very hard to live and survive.
What's your job? What do you do?
I do restaurant job.
What, waiting, cooking?
No, cooking.
Can you tell me how much you earn per hour?
$20 something, $22 something.
It's not much, is it?
Not much, is it?
Another man, Nas, is sitting with his son in front of a cafe. He's a carpenter and says it feels like his wage is going backwards.
It's still the same and down and lower, even lower. They're not paying the right rates because we work for the subbies. It doesn't pay the good rates for us.
And he says he's not the only one feeling the pinch of wages, struggling to keep up with rises in the cost of living.
All the people struggling in the wages here. It's not good, it's not enough. Everything, all the prices gone up.
Do you think anyone can do anything about it?
I think we wish the Labour Party come, like, take the government this year. So I think we'll be better. We'll be better for the wages and the rates. I think the wages are going to go up.
This 16-year-old boy in high vis is walking home after a day of work.
I'm a carpenter, I do carpentry.
First year apprentice?
First year apprentice.
Do you mind if I ask how much you get an hour?
14 and a half an hour.
How much do you get next year?
Next year I'll be getting probably 16 an hour.
Do you think it should be higher than that, or do you think it's appropriate?
I think it should be higher. I'll be driving next year, petrol, everything, so yeah.
Labor says they're the ones that'll best chance of a wage increase. Liberal says they're the best increase. Do you believe in him?
I don't believe in none of them, no.
Why not?
Because everyone says that every single 4 years, everyone says that and nothing happens.
But for this operator of a small independent supermarket on the main road in Punchbowl, having to give out a pay rise will be extremely difficult.
Very difficult because just the price of everything has just skyrocketed, sales are down, people are just, you know, doing it hard at the moment. So we've had things go up 300%, 200%. It's ridiculous. So the money's just not there to pay, you know what I mean? The revenue's not there like it was a couple of years ago.
Can you understand why people all across the economy want a wage increase with inflation the way it is?
100%. I think they deserve a pay increase. I think they need a pay increase, but we need to generate the revenue to give them the pay increase.
Could anything be done? Politicians on both sides with this election are talking about boosting wages. Do you think anyone can do anything?
Well, I'm not, you know, an economic expert, but I'm sure there's ways of stimulating the economy. They've done it in the past, but these are unprecedented times at the moment, so it's hard to answer that question without, you know, the knowledge.
Sydney business operator ending that report by David Sparks.